Thanks, James. And when we went to break, we were talking with Food Network celebrity and, of course, the host of Restaurant Impossible, Robert Irvine. And Robert, it's great to have you here, especially on that day, especially on this particular day, which is Memorial Day, a day that you're normally so active and outside of the food thing that most people know you from. And, of course, helping out restaurants and smashing things. You have been a tireless supporter of our men and women in uniform. And so all of the same reasons why you were supporting those causes and those individuals in different foundations still exist to this day, but now have been compounded, I guess, by everything that's happening globally and with everything else for the pandemic. How has that changed things or compounded things as far as the normal causes that you were supporting and now our current situation?
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, for 9 weeks I've been sitting in my house, and I love my house and I love my wife, but it makes me very anxious, because I truly believe that we could be out there doing things now. And you know, I understand safety, I understand all this, but this today is very special for me personally. You know, I think of all the folks that I've traveled the globe, you know, 150 days a year to see our military. I have not traveled since March, obviously. I don't know when my next travel will be with the USO or the people that I work with, the Kroger, the Coca-Colas, the Stop and Shop, all these folks that I work with to make sure our folks are taken care of, our military men and women and baby exchange and APs and all these folks. But I look at, normally, I'm in D.C., I'm hosting ABC and PBS, the National Day Parade, Memorial Day Parade, and with Sinise and Joe McClanahan and all these amazing folks that we know. And this year, what I've done, I'm at the Coke 600, I fly to D.C., I do all these things, and it's a perfect time for me because I'm around and the one who is just around the military, you know me very well. But my wife always says to me, your passion is not food, your passion is the military, and the food is the vehicle that gets you there. And it's exactly right. This weekend is my biggest holiday to get. Without this holiday, there would be no other holidays. Because there wouldn't be present, there wouldn't be these things, because we're celebrating the folks who have allowed us to have this freedom and have lost the lion's giving it. So as I say, normally I've got TAPS and I've got, the USO at the Coke 600. Coke does such a great job of Charlotte Motor Speedway, Marcus Smith. You know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of military and helicopters. And this year, all I can do is you know, that box on the screen from home and wish them good luck. And the rest is weird, because I just throw a throw to a SEAL team, Captain Cassidy, on the space station. It's kind of a weird Memorial Day, you know? I don't know. I'm missing the and it will be all there. I'm just missing the interaction of these amazing folks.
It is a crazy testament, I think, to the times we live in, and just the contrast, you know, how far we've come on the technology and communication side, but then also just the realities of the pandemic and just Mother Nature and how the whole situation works, is that, you know, you're stuck in your home and you can't go to the things, but yet you can communicate with a space station from your home. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
You mentioned the Coke 600. You mentioned NASCAR. It's another thing that we obviously cover and highlight, you know, the tracks and the sports and motorsports and those drivers all on a regular basis. And that is another thing that's kind of, I don't want to say out of left field, but isn't necessarily part of the normal norm and DNA of a chef. But like, for a second, if you can, like, share your affinity for NASCAR. You're a big fan.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of NASCAR. A lot of the drivers, so it's interesting, I work very closely with Coke, and Coke has an amazing history with our military, you know, 77 years. If you look back at the military and the Second World War, you'll see Coke all over it. It's just kind of interesting. But Coke has 8 drivers, and Comcast, who I work with, has teams in extended series. So I get the opportunity to go and watch these races at Homestead, Sonoma, Charlotte, all these places, and I get to interact with the drivers, which is really special, especially this weekend, because they're wearing, you know, the names of fallen heroes on the car. It's just very special. NASCAR is a deep group of people, not unlike any other sport, I think, because the drivers are so approachable. They want to show you what they're doing. It's a really true happy sport. And if I look at what I do on television, and then I walk around a NASCAR track, my viewers, my people, my peeps, my NASCAR peeps, right? And it's amazing. I don't know what it is about a car going fast and a noise, and to watch these athletes not only drive the car, the Bubba Wallace, the Daniel Suarez, you know, and a thousand other folks, right? Joey Logano. It's just, to me, when you see these athletes and he was pissed off, it takes 10 or 12 seconds. These are athletes. These kids are thrown over a wall, you know, now socially distancing, by the way, and they take your wheels off and ripping windscreen coverings off and fueling, and it's gone in 10 seconds, you know, and a second, to me, is not even a breath, but it's, you know, it's so many gallons of fuel in the car. I mean, I get to see the excitement of these kids. You know, they get a popcorn, they get a t-shirt, they get a hat, they see their favorite drivers. This is American as apple pie.
Yep.
And these drivers, and I say this, are so good with these kids, and especially the coaches and chocolate. You know, John Mount, all their guys, and Marcus Smith from Motor Speedway. They just do such a great job. I wish I was there. I wish I was seeing the Gold Star families. I hope they cook breakfast for the Gold Star families at that race. And then I do a dinner for the Taps in D.C., 1,000 folks and families that have lost, you know, a hero in some way, shape, or form, a brother, a sister, an aunt, an uncle, a mom, a dad. And this is our weekend without being morbid, so we can celebrate the loss of those lives, those sacrifices. You know, I've always said this to my team after we've done these dinners and we've done these things. It makes you look at your own life. It makes you look at what are the priorities, much like this pandemic has done since March.
Yeah.
You know, when we've lost so many, many great people way too early. I mean, and you start to kind of evaluate, you know, what I've got my wife, I've got my daughter, I've got, you know. And that's what this weekend is all about.
It's America. It's America. You mentioned the racing stuff. That's Americana. It's American as it gets. I think the way that everybody has rallied to support the frontline troops in the hospitals and the medical community, I think that is America. I think it's an example for the rest of the world. You mentioned, you know, the track, and it's the sights and the sounds, and there's so much more to it than just the visual. And I get it. And those drivers and that sport has a connection with its fans and with America, unlike really any other sport in a bunch of different ways. And it's great that can be kind of like highlighted and recognized here and on that conversation. When you think of sights and sounds and last thing, you know, this is also, as it is, that recognition of our men and women in uniform. It is also, for many people, it is a situation for great food and family and kind of kicking off the summer grilling season. So we want to know, and people want to know, what's Robert Irvine gonna have? What would you typically do? What are some, you got like a suggestion or two for a kind of kickoff on the grill for summer?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, and you won't be able to get it because I've had it here for a while. I chose it because I worked in the best mood to eat it. But about the 10th of March, I was given two 40-day dry-aged T-bone steaks.
Wow.
And they were full of marble of fat, and I kept them for this weekend, right? Because I didn't want to eat them and just, oh, yeah, that was great, and be miserable. You know, I'm going to tell you, and I don't share this, because you're a friend of mine, and I will share it. This has been really fun for me, as it is for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to traveling, I'm used to helping, I'm not used to sitting at home doing nothing. And when I say do nothing, yes, I can Zoom call and do all those things, but I'm not touching, I'm not smashing things down, I'm not helping folks. So it's been very anxious to me, and I'm not used to that. So this weekend is about celebration for me, and I'm going to celebrate all those men and women that we've lost. They're great families and this great nation, because it is a great nation. And we will get through this. We're starting to get through it. All I say is to people this weekend, take a moment, and, you know, whenever you want, just take your own moment and think about all those people. I'm lucky. I get to go to Afghanistan and Iraq and Poland to Spain and Djibouti and all these places where our troops are stationed, and on war ships and coast guard cutters and whatever else. I get to see the men and women that wear the cloth of our nation. And their dedication to us is beyond unbelievable. Our military leadership right now, under General Milley, Secretary of Defense, you know, Secretary Ryan McCarthy in the Army, it's the best military leadership we've had since our Second World War. So we need to take a moment when we're grilling or when we're doing to really say, hey, it's not about the grill, it's not about the beef, the hamburger, it's about celebrating life and death of those that have given the ultimate sacrifice. Those folks that wear the Medal of Honor around their neck, the Medal of Honor recipients. So when I live my 40-day dry-aged beef, I will be drinking a beer, and I will be celebrating, you know, each and every one of those that we've lost. And those that, you know, this is about, you know, the folks that we've lost. But I also celebrate everybody that wears a uniform and all our civilians that work around that to make this mission work. All the doctors and nurses in our military that are working really hard. And I know that's not Memorial Day. Memorial Day is about the loss of life, celebrating it. But you have this particular Memorial Day without thinking of all those
things. Yeah, I think any opportunity to go ahead and recognize and appreciate, I think, is important. And as we let you go, for a guy that, and I always say it, and I'll say it to anyone, is that never stops. To have Robert Irvine on pause is a very unique thing. And of course, we can all relate to a lot of that. And as soon as that pause button comes up, as the country reopens and as you're able to get out and do all the things that you know and love and that people know and love that you do, I'm just going to say, watch out. Right? Because it is going to be something to behold. So Robert, thanks so much. Best to you and the family and Gail and everybody. Thanks so much for everything that you're doing. And thanks for jumping on the show today. Happy Memorial Day.
Hey, happy Memorial Day, man. And stay safe, okay? We'll see you soon.